The pasuk says, "Maskal eisan." It's pasuk in Tehillim. Maskal eisan azrachi. Chazde Hashem olam ashira. Maskal eisan azrachi means it's one of the words used to describe when they said praise. So maskal eisan azrachi, a person named eisan azrachi, chazde Hashem, the kindness of Hashem olam ashira. I will forever sing the praise of those kindnesses. So the Medrash explains that they asked Eisan HaEzrachi what allows the world to continue to exist. And he answered, kindness. As it says, V'huchan b'chesed kisei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei, his throne, the kisei HaKavod, was huchan. It was established through chesed. So that's what this pasuk means. Maskal Eisan Ezrochi figured this out, that Chazdei Hashem Oyla Mashiach, the world should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his chesed, because that's what allows it to continue to exist. Now Chazal go on and give a mashal for this, as Chavetz Chaim brings, that if you have a chair with four legs, and they aren't quite positioned properly, so the chair keeps on rocking back and forth, it's unstable. What do? You get a little piece of wood, and you put it under one of the legs to balance it out. And that's what Hashem did. The world wasn't firmly established, it wasn't stable, until Hashem balanced it out. And what did He balance it out with? With chesed, with kindness. That's what V'huchan Kisei means. His throne was balanced out, it was unstable, it needed to be established, and that happened through chesed. If Hashem would govern the world with judgment, with Midas HaDin, we know the world wouldn't be capable of withstanding that. So the pasuk says that it was this attribute of kindness that allows the world to continue. Now, the Chafetz Chaim explains this mashal of Chazal a little bit more, that the throne of four legs refers to the four olamos, which is the division of the four upper worlds, according to Chazal. This is talked about much in different svarim. There are three worlds above our world. They're called Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and those are the world of the Malachim and the Ruchais. And the fourth world, which is our world, is known as Asiya. So Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. The acronym is Abia, Aleph, Beis, Yud, Ayin. So those are the four Olamos. The three worlds, which are compared to the three legs of Hashem's throne, don't require chesed to exist. The Malachim can survive through Midas HaDin as well. They're perfect beings. But the fourth world, our world, was unstable and incapable of continuing without the support of Midas HaChesed. And without our world, the whole throne was unstable because it's all one unit. So therefore, Hashem's throne was stabilized through chesed. That's how the Chafetz Chaim explains this mashal. The Maharal in Nesivas Olam explains further that the comparison to a chair which isn't resting properly on the surface that it's on means that there isn't a good connection between the chair and the surface. It isn't bonding well. It lacks chibur, and that's what chesed contributes. Chesed creates a connection between Hashem and us. Judgment, din, midas ha-din, is not a process which creates a relationship, a connection between us and Hashem. Hashem's chesed is. And that's what it means. V'huchan b'chesed kisei, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets established through chesed, is how the throne, which is the method HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to this world, it's done through chesed. Now the point that the Chafetz Chaim is making is that being that the world depends on chesed for its existence, therefore that depends on us, because as much as we practice chesed is as much as Hashem governs and relates to us with chesed. And that's why chesed is so imperative and central to the whole of creation. That's why we equate Torah, which is the chiyus of the world, which became clear to Klal Yisrael and Har Sinai, and Ahavas Chesed im Sim Shalom. Because Klal Yisrael saw that both are integral to the world when they had that clarity, that moment of clarity, of vision on Har Sinai.